Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I said, baby, don't do me that way. I could be your shooting star. I said, baby, go a million miles. I could be right where you are. I could be right where you
listen to a lot of Skynyrd and Outlaws.
I was a huge Outlaws and Skynyrd fan. I was also a big fan of Peter Frampton and the Eagles. Don Felder is one of my favorite guitar players ever. Of course, Peter Frampton is just amazing to me as well.
And still ticking. Have you seen him perform ever?
Yes, seen him twice.
All right.
I actually saw him open up with Lynyrd Skynyrd at Rupp Arena back in 98. And then I saw him and Steve Miller last year in Cincinnati at Riverbend. Yeah, they came out and jammed together, and it was really nice. Played a bunch of old blues tunes.
This old world, a little girl.
telling me about another sort of phenom of your region.
We have the most Dollar General per capita.
Really?
I don't know that for fact, but there's a good chance of it. Like I was telling you, my brother's a dispatcher, and he has like 12 hours to do nothing but sit there and answer phones. He got bored and counted one day. There were like 42. They just put them everywhere because nobody wants to leave the holler. So, you know, you got like literally one every 3 miles or something crazy.
Are you then a banker?
About that much.
Yeah? Have you done that for a long time?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Did that come out of training or just that just something you kind of fell into in
fell
your
into.
Life? Yeah. Yeah. All right. You got family, kids?
I've got a daughter. She's 26.
Oh,
or
all
28,
right.
Sorry.
All right. She is she musical, too?
No, she's a high school math teacher.
She is. All right. Down there?
Actually, in Knoxville. She lives in Knoxville.
Hey, what about you? John.
I was in the military for a couple of years, and then I got into marketing. Then I own my own business, and now I'm a machinist. About every 7 years, 5 years or something, I get the itch and go to something else.
Did you ever intend to go to college after high school? Did you do some of that?
I did. I got about 30 credits, 38 credits or something like that, and I was just like, this ain't for me. That's when I signed up and left. And
when did you serve?
2006 to 2012.
You still keeping in pretty close touch with some of your friends
from back then? It's like the world's biggest fraternity. Even if you don't keep up with your specific friends, you always run into, you know, a lot of older guys wearing the Vietnam hats and stuff, and, you know, they'll treat you like you're their brother. I mean, so you've always got friends everywhere you go.
Uh-huh.
It's a neat little little thing. I was actually supposed to leave to go to the Middle East, and there was a recruiter position came open. They typecast me. They needed a 6-foot blonde of a certain age because they had just opened an armory at Farmer and Charkey down here where Moorhead's at, and they needed someone to recruit that college. And I happened to fall in all those, you know, the criteria, and that's where I got the job, and they stationed me close, and we would just go to schools and talk to people, and it's just a numbers game, you know what I mean? Yeah, I used to tell people I wasn't selling a house or a car. I was selling a whole life. I mean, your whole life changes when you do stuff like that. You know, 6 years later, you ain't the same person, you know. I actually served with Eric Bolander, another Red Barn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Performer, I guess, yeah. He's good
friend.
He's one I keep up with, yeah.
Studies in music?
Actually, I just now took my last finals at Big Sandy So I've got an associate's degree now, but all I don't plan on going anymore.
All right. Congratulations. What associate's degree with what kind of emphasis?
I said associate of arts, unless you plan on working at the hospital.
Did you get associate's in arts with a focus on music?
They don't really offer any music, but I was planning on teaching English, and then the whole teacher pension thing popped up my first semester of my freshman year. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Basically gen eds, and I took fun classes like communication, psychology, that stuff that doesn't really help you all that much unless you're going to be a psychologist.
We grew up down under a road, a place where flowers didn't grow. The rocks they caught in Appalachia, we knocked down mountains to find the coast. One day I saw you through my window,
We would like to thank Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and also Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at WEKU.FM. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this region and share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on eventbrite.com, Lexington. Let's welcome back Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. I think I got another number for it. Let's do it.
Barn Radio would like to thank John, Kevin, Mark, and Sean, Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at WEKU.FM. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.